Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a tough-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, here is your host, Derek Pearson.
Brought to you by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul
on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome to it on a Saturday. Give me light, Ben.
Huh?
Give me light.
Oh, yeah. I'll put those up.
Give me light, kind sir.
I'll go get the remote. You keep going.
Yeah, I got it covered, man. I got you covered. So lots to talk about on a Saturday. Live, 402-464-5685. Starter Heyman text line. There are a couple things to cover on a Saturday. Lots to talk about. But some of this is really interesting to me in the process that in this hour I kind of want to go through some of the the top news of the day, and in that the top story has to be the Paris Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And in that there are a couple of things in play. There was some conversation yesterday from Big Ten Media with Matt Rhule, Coach Matt Rhule, making a statement and referring to the Big Ten Conference in good form, and only to have you know, Paul Feinbaum kind of go against and say, hey, focus, kind sir. But there are a couple of things in play about this, and it just brings to light that the Big Ten Conference. At Big Ten Media, there's a thing that was done. As a big part of the promotion and the vibe for the event that is Big Ten Media Days was that there were more athletes at the Paris Olympics from the Big Ten Conference than any other conference. And in finding that, you have to pause because the numbers are pretty remarkable that by school, this is how it ranks. And there's some weirdness with the numbers because the Big Ten Conference and Nebraska apparently don't agree on the number of Huskers in the Olympics. Mm. Here's what Nebraska put out. That, there, of course, there's Jordan Larson from volleyball. Justin Wong Arantes, volleyball. Maggie Malone Harden, track and field. Kelsey Robinson from volleyball. Taran Liu from basketball.
Yep.
Along the way. Now, Rema Obitor from track and field, of course, the national champion. Yanni Kranopoulos, men's gymnastics. Emma Spence from women's gymnastics, of course, participating for Canada. Till Steinforth, track and field. Nick Perry, track and field. Keisei Tominaga, basketball. Mind to Clerk, track and field. Axelina Johansson, track and field as well. That's 14.
Yeah.
That's 14. But apparently in the Big Ten's calculation, they only listed 7.
That's a jump.
Well, they listed just the American athletes participating Yeah.
Like not Tominaga.
Not Tominaga, not Johan. Like there's a bunch that that weren't. And I thought it weird, right? I just thought it was weird.
Yeah.
That Nebraska, I mean, there was the post and it's like, okay, the Olympians are made in Lincoln, 14 Huskers. And of course, not all of them are American. We do this in this day and age, but they only listed seven Americans, which was just, it's just a weird thing that you don't get on board that the conference itself, who was boasting that in its 129 Big Ten athletes, 129 of the 500 plus USA Olympians or Olympians. Mm-hmm. So America sent 590 athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in that vicinity. 500 plus. 129 of them being Big Ten Conference. And it lists, here's the numbers that the Big Ten Conference gave. And I found, like, I just found it super interesting that we couldn't agree on this. That, so Ben, if I asked you what Big Ten school was probably at the bottom of the list of producing the least amount of athletes, like is there a school
for Big Ten?
Yeah, Big Ten school. There are 18 Big Ten schools now.
Yeah,
how many? Who of the 18 kind of strikes you as in the Olympic sports? And we have a full understanding that football is not an Olympic sport, so we can take that from the pool. But we know that baseball, softball, both fall in the Olympic sports. And Nebraska identifies its Olympic sports pretty openly.
Yeah. I would. The first one that comes to mind is Washington.
Washington is in middle of the pack with 11. At least. Okay. And again, the numbers vary based on whether you believe the Big Ten Conference or not. Now, we already poked their credibility in this thing. But they list Washington with 11.
Okay.
And remember that they... Nebraska listed themselves with 14. They listed Nebraska with 7.
So is Nebraska towards the bottom?
Nebraska, according to the Big Ten Conference, again, this is kind of why I wanted to have the discussion, they have Nebraska in a tie for...
last?
A tie for 6 from the bottom.
Okay.
So a tie for 12th.
Okay.
With 7 with Iowa.
Iowa was going to be my next guess.
With Iowa.
So Rutgers?
Rutgers is 17th.
Ooh.
Tied for 17th. Yeah, with 4. There's somebody with less than with Rutgers. Somebody with the same as Rutgers and somebody with less than Rutgers.
And I don't want to say, is Northwestern?
Northwestern is above Rutgers.
Okay, that's what I would have thought.
At six.
Okay, that's what I would have thought. Man, I'm just going through.
Right? And I went through this.
This is tough.
Yeah, because you think how we think about Big Ten schools.
Yeah.
And immediately we jump to football because that's not Olympic.
Illinois,
ready for this? This is where it gets really interesting. Illinois is listed at... Really? Illinois is tied with Rutgers at 4.
Okay, so I got a pretty good hang of this.
So 16 and 17 are Illinois and Rutgers.
There's still an 18.
Northwestern at 6 is just above Illinois Rutgers. There's still a university who has the fewest amount, according to the Big Ten.
I don't want to say Maryland. I feel like they'd be middle of the pack.
Maryland is above.
Yeah.
They're certainly above. Maryland, well, they're not that far above. They're tied with Northwestern at 6.
Okay.
So,
Nebraska,
Iowa. Here's the bottom
okay.
8. Nebraska, Iowa, Maryland, Northwestern, Illinois, Rutgers. That's the bottom 6 of the bottom 7.
Okay, there's one more.
Is it
a Pac-12 team?
No.
No,
it is a traditional Big Ten program. A traditional Big Ten program.
Wisconsin?
No, Wisconsin is in the upper tier.
Okay, I'm just like throwing.
With, They would be in the so, and we've learned that in the Big Ten this year, you have to block the groups in six.
Yeah,
there's the top six, the bottom six, and then the middle mm-hmm. six. Washington is the top of the middle six at 17.
Okay,
which is a pretty good number if we think Nebraska really has 14.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good number. Who do you think's at the top?
At the very top.
At the very top, Olympic sports. And this is, in fact, a Pac-12
team. Oh, okay. So, either Oregon or USC, right?
Either or. One of the two.
Oregon?
No. USC.
USC. Okay.
USC leads the Big Ten Conference in Olympians with 44.
Wow.
With 44.
That's a lot.
44 Olympians. See, this is why when people talk about USC and you're going to down-talk USC... It's still USC.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's let's LA. Not trip. Like LA, let's not yeah. trip. This is really a thing. Who do you think second? USC is first.
I would say either Oregon. No. Ohio State or Oregon?
Michigan.
Michigan.
Okay. Michigan with 42.
Okay.
With 42.
Not surprising.
Penn State jumps in at three.
All right.
Jumps in at three.
Good for them.
With 21. A shocker.
Yeah.
In that Indiana and Wisconsin are tied next at 17.
Wow. I'm surprised Indiana's not.
Indiana and Wisconsin at 17. Also surprising that, and you talk about disparity, that Michigan has 42. Ohio State only has 12.
Wow. That's a big jump.
That is a huge statement of the Big Ten Conference.
Yeah. Ohio State might have the best football team in the country, but only how many Olympians?
Right. That 12, Oregon only has 11.
Okay, yeah, that's...
And for perspective, again, we know that Nebraska has 14. We can name 14. If you tell me that Ohio State only has 12...
They probably have some more.
They probably have some more, but still, this is doable. But that Oregon has the same amount as Purdue.
Hmm.
Oregon...
That's surprising.
That's a Nike factory.
Yeah, all the NIL that they would ever want.
Right. Oregon, Purdue, Washington tied with 11 Olympians.
I'm surprised Washington is tied with Oregon. That's surprising.
It's kind of mind-boggling that through this thing. And then there's Minnesota.
Minnesota
at eight. I've not mentioned one school.
Michigan State?
Michigan State only has three Olympians, according to this. And I get it. Like, I need you to get on your Google machine and find out what Michigan State says about the Olympics. Because I would...
Okay.
I really kind of... I'm stunned by this. Like, I really am.
Yeah. I'll try to find what they said.
Right. That through... Ted from the Texan, he said Jordan Burroughs wrestling. Jordan Burroughs didn't make this year's wrestling team.
Hmm.
He didn't make Paris. Remember, that was a big deal. Now, he's a great Olympian, but he's not at Paris as a participant, as a competitor.
Yeah, they only list three. Michigan State lists three.
Wow.
Heath Baldwin, Torrey Franklin, and Shea Coley.
Wow.
So they must that's all the Michigan State listed. They didn't list any more. Three. That's not very many.
That really isn't a lot. Man, there's so at the top of this. Now, here's where it gets really wonky. I'll tell you that two of the top three team programs in the country in Olympians are from the Big Ten.
Hmm. All right.
Who do you think is number one?
Like in all
schools. In all conferences, all sports. All programs. What program is number one? I'll help out and tell you that number four is Florida.
Okay.
The Florida Gators in a bit of a surprise.
Is number one in the SEC?
No.
Big Ten?
No.
Whoa. We're getting crazy. Right now.
Like this is why I found it all fascinating when you start looking at the Olympics, because pockets of the country watch the Olympics differently.
Yeah.
And the Midwest likes to kind of sink its teeth in the meat and potatoes of the Olympics, in that they follow their athletes. The perimeter of the country actually has more athletes mm-hmm. in the Olympics.
Yeah.
But middle America is more connected to it. I can tell you the conference.
Okay. Would it be Big 12 or ACC?
It's the ACC.
ACC.
It's the ACC.
Is it Florida State?
Florida State. Let me see. Florida State is in the pocket. Wow. Didn't have this. Florida State has 17.
That's not that many. I thought they have way more.
But they're tied with. Are you ready for this?
Who?
Florida State is tied with Harvard.
Harvard.
Harvard has more Olympians than Nebraska.
Wow. they're a bunch of nerds over there.
Hey, apparently nerds are kicking tail.
Oh, yeah.
Nerds are kicking butt, man. Wow. I would not. That is not the range I would have. No, I wouldn't have gone. Kay. And then I kind of need to know, like, who else in the Ivy League had a.
Yeah.
Like, I would think that it's like rowing.
Uh-huh.
Rowing?
Maybe.
Right?
I don't know.
Like, it. Okay, you have to Google now. Harvard Olympians. Kay. Paris.
I'll
right? Because it's just. This is the rabbit hole I go down. That I can't imagine. I wouldn't have guessed that.
I wouldn't have either.
I wouldn't have guessed that at all. The number. Okay, so I'll give you the top 10. In reverse order.
I just want to guess the ACC top school. I mean, I don't think it'd be Clemson, would it?
So in the top 10, at number 10, SEC, Arkansas.
Okay.
With 23.
Okay.
Arkansas.
That's a little surprising.
Right? It really is. It really is.
So I got a conference comparison, how many Olympians are in each conference.
Okay.
So Big Ten has the most, 116.
Right.
Then it's the ACC with 98.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's the SEC with 85.
And the ACC number is wrong. I'm just going to tell you from looking at what's on my screen, it's wrong.
That's what it says.
Right.
And then Ivy League, it says 47.
47.
And then Big 12, 28.
Big 12, what are you even doing?
Yeah.
Big 12, what are you doing? What are you doing? Big 12?
Yeah.
So here's the top 10. Arkansas with 23. UCLA.
Okay.
Is at 9 with 24. Tennessee.
Okay. Not surprised by that.
At 8 with 27. And sidebar, I am laughing so hard at UT right now. Because the SEC had to make, with the inclusion of Texas.
Yeah, who's going to be the
Who's going to be UT?
Yeah.
And the SEC said Tennessee is our UT.
Is that surprising that they chose Tennessee? They were here.
Well, they're there first.
Yeah, I guess.
They're there first. And Tennessee existed before Texas.
Yeah.
Like in state and university.
I mean, yeah, Texas has had a little bit more success recently, but...
We got here first.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Like, you know, I mean, Nebraska has gone through this with the NU and the U of N, right?
Yeah.
And I... This is weird how my brain thinks. Is it U of N?
University of Nebraska?
Or NU, like we see on the helmet.
I mean, because Nebraska University or University of Nebraska, I don't know.
What?
I think people say Nebraska University more.
Do they really?
I feel like, yeah.
All right, Texan, you can help us with that one. Like,
I hear it both ways, though. I don't think there's like a
I've
set way.
I've never heard anybody say Nebraska University.
Everyone says NU, though. No one says UN. Everyone says NU.
Well, this is why Northwest, like there are universities who claim
NU.
NU. Northwestern University is actually, it's not the University of Northwestern.
Yeah.
It's Northwestern University.
I mean, we're technically the University of Nebraska.
Lincoln. Right.
That's the technical name.
And have we, to your knowledge, Daily Nebraskan
Okay.
Ben Droz. Okay. Has there ever been the logo used UNL on in any athletic way, shape, or form? As far as the logo, like on the helmet we have in front of us, that's NU.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever seen
UNL.
Right.
No. It's NU. I feel like
they ever use U of N?
No.
So
no,
like I should.
I mean, I might be wrong, but I don't think so. I'm pretty sure they say NU. Yeah. I mean, most say UNL, but when like you know logo and everything, you don't like logo UNL.
That's what Insightful Dude says. Most people say UNL.
That's what most people say, but
from a logo, like if you're gonna do
logo standpoint,
if you're gonna
NU.
Do an alternate like basketball jersey, baseball jersey, yeah,
they're not gonna put UNL. They're going to put NU, I feel like, if they would do that.
But I would totally be on board.
With UNL? Yeah,
I would imagine that, like, seriously, if the two if you walk down the street and there were two jerseys side by side.
Yeah.
That said, one said NU and one said UNL. Which one would you be more intrigued by?
I mean, I mean, UNL, you know for sure that's like, yeah. I mean, I get you put in the color scheme, you know it's Nebraska.
At least in Nebraska.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the rest of the country would know.
Yeah.
And if it's the right colors, it probably wouldn't matter. But I, just in my head,
mm-hmm.
if they did an alternate helmet.
UNL, that'd be different.
Like this year, UNL. Like, we've had this discussion over time that I think, have they ever used a throwback Bug Eaters helmet? As far as you know.
I don't think so.
Okay. So let me ask the question, Ben.
Okay.
Would you be thumbs up or thumbs down to Bug Eaters as a one time like alternate jersey helmet?
I'd probably be thumbs down to that.
Really?
Yeah.
Like I see Bug Eaters shirts around town.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm against the mass consensus there, but
you wouldn't go in with Bug Eaters.
No. I mean, if they would do it, I wouldn't be, like, mad. But, like, if I was the one making a decision, I'd be like, nah, we're not doing Bug
Eaters. Where do you fall on Huskers versus Cornhuskers?
I don't know. I mean, whenever I write something, I don't ever write Cornhuskers. But, like, for football, I would say Cornhuskers. You know what I mean? But for basketball.
Nobody else matters. Like,
but I'm saying for like basketball, I say Huskers. But like football, for some reason, I say Cornhuskers. Am I like, I don't know. Maybe it's just because on the broadcast, they say Cornhuskers all the time. On football broadcast, they say Cornhuskers.
So was there a move at some point to lean away from Cornhuskers to Huskers?
I think so.
Or was that kind of an organic, hey, it's just cooler to say Huskers rather than Cornhuskers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only. Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I don't know. It might have just been like a thing that has happened over time. I don't know if it was intentional.
See, this is where me and my natural curiosity. I was telling this to Austin last night during old school and one on one that I can plan a show, but because I'm in learning mode. Well, I'm not from here.
Oh yeah,
I'm not from here.
Yeah.
So it would be extremely arrogant for me to think that I know everything about. Oh, yeah. You know, I could just know.
If I'd go to Florida, I wouldn't.
Right.
You wouldn't know everything.
And I mean, I've moved around constantly, so I've had to constantly learn different spaces of the country. Mm-hmm. And being here and saying, okay, because the Nebraska mascot has its own, like the history of it has its own journey. I still think the whole corn man thing is just
weird.
It's weird to the point that it should be overdone. Like, Ben, if I came in with a corn man hat.
I have, at home, we have, like, the corn hat.
Like, no, but if you had a hat, like, there are tons of hats.
Yeah.
Right? But if you had, like, the fully stitched corn man mascot. Right? Somebody asked the question of why they don't do, like, a little red hat.
I like Little Red more than Herbie.
Oh, that's funny. You are one of, like, you are in it. That is a very short roll call.
I think Little Red is better than Herbie, especially the updated Herbie. I do not like the updated Herbie. I don't like it.
You don't like the update? So
they made it like blonde.
One versus the okay? Is that?
No, just, I mean, yeah, like, they, like, went back to, like, the retro Herbie a little bit.
Farmer Herbie.
Yeah, I don't like that. Lil Red is my dude. My favorite thing about Husker basketball games is that Lil Red is always at volleyball games, and he's always at basketball games. I love that.
He really doesn't, he doesn't do football, does he?
He's there for football, but I think he leaves after, like, the beginning of the game. I swear.
Is it the same person?
No, I bet there's different people that do Little Red all the time.
So why does he not?
I don't know. He's definitely there for, like, at the beginning of football games. Him and Herbie are out on the field. I don't know if he's there for the entire game, though. Maybe he is, and I just don't. Because I would always sit in the student section, so I might not be able to see him that great.
Yeah. Wait, so the Daily Nebraskan has you sitting in the student section?
No, that's if I'm just, like, in the student. That's just if I'm going as a student. If I'm covering for the game, then I'm up in the press box.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. He might have been there the whole time. I wasn't looking for. The mascots was not my top concern. I was more intrigued by the game.
And I'm still. Here's another. It really is the question before we go to break. It really is the question of how many people. Because I would assume that it's young people who are there for Little Red.
I like Little Red better. I like Little Red better.
We'll throw it to break. More one-on-one here on The Ticket.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP. Brought to you by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Again, welcome to the rabbit hole that is One-on-One.
Oh, yeah.
On a Saturday. At the Ticket, DP Ben.
We got on a Mike Riley somehow.
Yeah, we like, and this is, again, it's conversational in that you try to figure out what makes Nebraska Nebraska in its ultimate true form.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is, right?
Yeah.
And in that, like, we ended up with Little Red. We went from Paris Olympics, Big Ten, Huskers, Olympians,
Little Red
to Little Red because the mascot, right? Yes. But then also in identifying from a Nebraska fan perspective, what is Nebraska? Like, what is, and what do people identify as? We end up with, you said Little Red, and you're a bigger fan of Little Red than you are Herbie.
Yes. I don't hate Herbie. I don't like the updated Herbie. I just like Little Red better. I like, he's...
fun?
Yes. I think he's more fun. Have you seen it where he, like, goes upside down on his head and he's, like, bouncing on his head? Like, yeah. I love, like, that's awesome. Like, that's awesome. Herbie can't do that.
No, Herbie can't. His head would pop off. His head would pop all the way off. So then that took me down the rabbit hole that is, like I said that, okay, so if you read the description of mm-hmm. Lil Red, the official Nebraska description, he's one of the two mascots at the University of Nebraska Lincoln.
Yeah, that's the technical name.
Athletic department. Again, mm-hmm. UNL, not used enough in my mind.
Yeah.
But hey, newest mascot, he was created in 1993.
Yeah, when I was growing up watching Nebraska sports, I loved Lil Red.
Has Lil Red morphed, or is this the version of?
I think he's kind of been the same the right? entire time. Right? I think so, yeah.
Right? To appeal to younger fans, was focused primarily on women's volleyball.
Yeah.
By Dr. Hibner after a statewide contest. You'd be seen on the sidelines of a Nebraska football game at Bob Devaney Sports Center during basketball and volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine that means no softball, no baseball.
I don't even think there's any mascots there for those games.
And to imagine that some of the other Olympic sports don't get, so like soccer, gymnastics.
Soccer gymnastics, has Herbie there.
Gymnastics because it's Bob Devaney Center.
Yeah, I think they have mascot too.
Gymnastics is there. Mm-hmm. Volleyball's there.
I think it might be because like baseball is like off campus. Maybe
would it be incorrect and improper to have Lil Red at wrestling? Yeah, you don't want fun. You want like that. That's the Neanderthal section.
I don't even know if there is a mascot. No, Lil Red is at wrestling, I think.
I've been to enough wrestling. I don't recall seeing Lil Red. Because I can't imagine Lil Red bouncing out at mid-mat. Right? I can't see that. I can't see that.
I'm trying to think. Because I've been to some Husker wrestling matches.
So it says that Lil Red has won two major awards.
Ooh. Because he's the best.
With the first being the national championship NCAA National Mascot Competition.
Oh, yeah.
In 1999, Lil Red won the national championship for
Go Lil Red. Go Lil Red.
So, Ben, there may be... Okay, so are we really devaluing Lil Red?
I think we are. I think he's underrated as a mascot.
I think that's fair.
He's appealing to the younger audience.
Yeah.
And I just think he's more fun.
Well, he's a national champion.
And he's a national champion.
Has Herbie ever won a national championship?
I don't know. We'd have to look that up.
I'm going to have to look it up. Again, this is... Okay, so...
Put
some respect on Lil Red's name. So, here's what it says about Herbie Husker, the oldest mascot at the University of Nebraska Lincoln.
Uh-huh.
Was created by Lubbock, Texas artist Dirk West.
Mm.
First appeared on the cover of Husker Media Guide in 1974.
So
there were, and relatively recent.
Yeah, that's not too old.
Right? Soon after, became the official mascot. Mm-hmm. It's gone through a few makeovers, most recent being April 2023 that you talked about.
I don't like it.
Don't like it, right? When he returned to a more classic look compared to revised Herbie that was unveiled before 2003 college football season. Until 2003, he was dressed in denim overalls, red cowboy hat emblazoned with a large N.
Yep.
Has an ear of corn in his pocket. Again, N, not UNL, not NU.
Just N.
Like, that has to be worked out. And they wanted to update the overall appearance of the state's agricultural workers and general public.
This is what I don't get. Is Nebraska, why is Nebraska trying to look like that? I understand that's a big part of Nebraska. I understand that. But why is that the perception that we're trying to put as a Nebraska? Like, dude, why would someone that's from Florida be like, I want to go where the farmers are? Like, what?
Send your text and email to Ben. They're going to come and get you. He said Lil Red needs a never-ending supply of helium. So he can float away forever.
What?
He's a national champion.
He's a national champion. Read the other text.
Tanner, stop that. That's just mean.
Read the other text.
He said, Lil Red, yes. Best mascot by far. He needs to make more appearances at men's basketball. It seems he's been banished from the men's sports for the past decade. And it's a tragedy.
He was at some men's basketball games, and he's at football games. So that's not all the way true.
He's a national champion.
Put some respect on
his name. There's your opinion, and then there's fact that he's a national champion. It says.
What about Herbie? Did he?
Ready? During halftime of the 2006 Capital One Bowl, Herbie was named National Mascot of the Year in 2005.
So they're both national champions.
And treat them as such. don't hate. You can't. That's like choosing between Heisman Trophy winners. There are certain people that you cannot speak ill of in Nebraska. National champions. And national champions.
Lil Red is a national champion.
National champions and Heisman Trophy winners you cannot speak ill of in Nebraska. So, listen, hopefully that ends the conversation of the Lil Red hate.
I don't understand the Lil Red hate. I don't get it. Why? What is to not like about him? He is the most lovable mascot ever. Have you seen, Purdue's mascot? He is scary.
What?
He's scary.
He's a Boilermaker.
He doesn't look like a loving mascot. Herbie, I want to hug Herbie.
You want to hug Lil Red. Not sure you want to hug Herbie.
I don't know. I'd be okay with it.
It's Saturday. I can't even tell the joke.
Tanner told me be a man, not a wimpy child. I can be a man and like Lil Red.
The joke is it Herbie? Is that a corn cob in your pocket? Are you happy to see me?
Oh my. Eric says Lil Red can die in a fire.
There's nothing. There are two types of people. People who love Lil Red and people who do not love Lil Red.
What did Lil Red do to you?
I don't know, man.
Why do you want? I don't want you to die in a fire. Why do you want Lil Red to die in a fire?
Listen. Again, we're going to do another hour of live radio. And I think that's I said this. I was telling Luke, because he said, oh, you have to go on air. And I'm like, yeah. He goes, were you planning on going on air? I was like, no. And he goes, listen, this is how this works. There have been situations where I've done 12 hours of radio straight and not talked about the same thing in any hour. That's kind of like for Saturday, I've been away.
Yeah.
So I've got gas in the tank. When it comes to Nebraska athletics,
the Huskers have been mediocre to terrible since Lil Red. # break the curse. What? So you guys want to sacrifice Lil Red at midfield?
No, but here's the flawed thinking in that. As I just said to you,
that's not going
to
help win.
As I said to you, Lil Red was National Mascot of the Year in '99, right?
Yeah.
Herbie was the most recent mascot of the year.
I think, yeah.
Not Lil Red. It's not Lil Red's fault. And you went back to traditional, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Lil Red, let me make sure. Let me make sure.
Herbie, they went back to his traditional. Lil
Red was the national. Yep. Okay. Ready for this? So he won the National Mascot of the Year in '99.
Uh-huh.
Herbie won it in 2005.
Okay.
So if things have gone wrong since Herbie won the national title,
yeah.
Not Lil Red. And here's the other thing. I'm just going to hit this is why you can't burn Lil Red. Lil Red was inducted into the 2007 Mascot Hall of Fame.
Hall of Famer, just like Terrell
He's
Farley.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Just like Terrell Farley on this
I'm
radio station.
I'm just going to say, yep. That's going to be the battle. This is why Nebraska's cursed. That you're cursing your Hall of Famer.
This is put some respect on Lil Red's name.
Oh man,
Tanner says he's a Chuck E. Cheese like mascot. No, he's not.
He's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
He's a lovable mascot. Put some respect on
the name. I love Lil Red.
We're gonna start the campaign. Put some respect on Lil Red's name.
I'm gonna go down O Street and we're gonna do that. Hall of Famer. Here's what
I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go and buy a massive blow up Lil Red.
Put him at the station.
It's gonna happen. We'll go to break when we come back. We'll finish this conversation, at least for this hour.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, sponsored by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is pretty remarkable.
It is.
That we have gone down so many rabbit holes in an hour. We're going to extend this to noon.
People are telling me to grow up on the text line.
They are at you, bro. They are at you. Ben, look, Ben, put some respect on Ben's name because he was actually in the correct lane when he said, listen, mad respect for Lil Red. Because, again, not only, and again, I've been here for a while. Nobody's ever told me the history of Lil Red. That Lil Red, late in the game, like his success ratio is off the chart.
Oh, yes.
It's crazy good. Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy good. And then people blame Lil Red. But Lil Red's apex was 1999.
That's when he started.
That's when he, right? And then winning the mascot of the year.
Or was that, did he win in 1996?
So here's what it says, I'll read it again for folks. His first year was 1993.
Okay. And then he won it in 1999?
So he peaked this. 93, then you win the title in 94.
1 year.
Look, stop.
1 year.
This is the real,
year.
Right?
1 year.
Created in 93, they then win under Coach Tom Osborne the first nice national title under Osborne in 94.
Yep.
Then they win it in 95.
The success came with Lil Red.
And then in 97, in 99, he was voted national mascot of the year.
So it took him five or six years to win mascot of the year. Mascot of the year.
And then.
Crazy.
In 2007, inducted into the Mascot Hall of Fame.
Go Lil Red.
Like, so. Listen, from this point forward, if you speak of Lil Red, it should be, just like in every other sport, Hall of Famer.
Put some respect.
Right, Hall of Famer Lil Red.
Yep.
So we're going to officially start the campaign to rebrand Lil Red.
We need to rebrand the perception.
Ben, I need the graphic. I need
whip a bell on it.
Right? That we need Lil Red in several graphics. One, put some respect on my name.
Yep. We need to change the perception of Lil Red.
Right?
People are putting undue hate on the Lil Red.
This bruh went in through, I mean, three titles in 4 years under his watch. 3-5.
Yep. He came in. That's when Osborne started having success.
One natties. Mm-hmm. And then went into the Hall of Fame and etched, was like.
Etched in history.
Right. So, officially, from this day forward.
Is Herbie even in the Hall of Fame?
He's in the Hall of Fame. Herbie got in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
First, he got in the Hall of Fame in 2005.
And then
Lil Red went in.
But Herbie's been in here since 70s.
Herbie's the OG.
Yes, he's OG.
He's the OG because he was.
The real OG.
Remember that created in 1974. So he doesn't get credit for the Devaney national chips.
Mm-mm.
He doesn't get credit for it. He gets credit for the offensive explosion, but he doesn't get credit for Devaney's two national titles.
So they have the same amount of national titles.
They have the same number of national titles. They have the same number of national mascots of the year. And they're both in the Mascot Hall of Fame.
This feels like a first take debate when we're debating Michael Jordan versus LeBron. He's got six He's got six titles. Michael Jordan's got six.
Look,
he's 6-for-6 in the finals. That's what this sounds like. We're talking about mascots and national titles.
Like I said, I think it's amazing. Like, it's just totally, like, it's totally a thing that matters.
Oh, and, my God.
Well, but this is what, look, this is what the rabbit hole does to you. We went down, we now know. So it says that as of 2022, there are 1.97 million people in Nebraska.
Okay.
And that 2% of the corn are farming in the country is from Nebraska.
Yeah, Nebraska.
But Nebraska, as much as they think corn is their thing, they're number three in corn production.
Beef.
They are number two. Yeah. No, they're number seven in
They were seven and with hogs, pigs. They were seven three in corn,
with,
I'm pretty sure.
Three with corn, but two in beef.
Soybeans was four, wheat 14. So corn is three, soybeans four, and then cattle's two.
Cattle is two. So
in the U.S.
Again, Ben.
Nebraska produces 12.67% of the U.S.'s beef production.
And so to fully say, listen, first of all, Nebraska has to re-identify who it is. Nebraska is a beef state.
Really?
It's a beef state. Listen.
Really?
If you want to campaign, like, listen, don't say eat more chicken. Eat more beef. Nebraska is a beef town, folks. It's a beef state. You got to get it right. You got to get all of that right.
Man.
We're going to stay here for the next hour, and then we will get into, because I want to go into the history of the bug eaters.
Yes.
Because that's a thing. And then, Ben, I'm going to quiz you and the text line on, you ready for this? Big Ten mascot names.
Okay. I think I can do it.
See if you can get through the 18. not just the USC Trojans,
okay,
but what's the Trojans' name? Yeah, we're gonna have some fun in hour two on One-on-One on the Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.